ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
एंड इट्स अ प्लेजर एंड एन ऑनर टू आस्क यू सम क्वेश्चंस। एंड वन ऑफ द थिंग्स आई वाज फीलिंग टुडे बिकॉज एक्चुअली Josephine and I only had that conversation this morning, and I felt that I would see this as an opportunity to ask you, personal questions about effort. Yes, it's a whole family here, but I will see it as an intimate conversation with you. And so it's really about the effort that I'm making, and maybe your guidance on what to do more. So one of the things before I went to Madhuban was that I was very aware about this practice of soul consciousness, and I've been increasing that practice of seeing and feeling that I'm a soul. And also when I look at others, you know, to go beyond the body and to really be aware that I'm talking to the soul, I'm seeing the soul. And I find that it's very slippery. You know, yesterday when we had gone for the walk, I was very consciously aware I'm a soul. But, you know, you take 5 steps and you forget. And again, I have to remind myself. And everything in the world, the people around, all draws out of that soul consciousness. So, and I know Baba made that effort, you know, I am a soul, I am a soul, Yashoda is a soul, Yashoda is a soul. So I want to ask you, what is it that you have done to instill that awareness of soul consciousness? And then secondly is how you've then kept it going.
Om Shanti. Soul consciousness. The word itself explains its meaning, but what we practice, what I practice, words, it's okay, oh soul conscious. Expressions have been used many times and heard many times. What is the understanding of Om Shanti? And what is the feeling of Om Shanti? Peace or soul conscious. In other words, not only just to think, but to feel, I am a soul. And to look at himself, what I am feeling, and from my feeling, from my action, from my connection, from reactions, I know that it's not soul conscious. Because the qualities to feeling, to feel, is soul consciousness, means soul. I am conscious of the soul, who I am. I am a soul, not only enough. I am a soul anyway, and I was soul before, and I leave body, I will be soul. So I am a soul, that is knowledge. But what means, what is the meaning of soul? And how the soul is called soul, why not body? Then I started thinking about it. And then what the knowledge is there, based on knowledge, I started thinking, okay, I am mind. And what is actually function of my mind? Thinking. And function of the intellect is understanding, discrimination between right and wrong, decision. And so what I want to decide now, at this moment, and what I'm observing now. And so it is again and again, in between I check, and as you said, after 5 steps or 10 steps or 10 minutes, thoughts are changed, because it's a natural state of the mind to think. But we think what we have heard, we think what we have seen, we think what we have eaten, we think what we are planning. So it's a natural. And so I started thinking, I am a soul. Very few days after coming to Baba, and I said, but I am a soul, I am a living soul, of course. And what is living in me? So what am I? So my first quality of the soul is purity. And so original self, I am pure. Original self, I have come from the soul world. So my nature is purity, and soul world is peace, both. And I have come here from there. So it means these two qualities must be in me. And so walking, talking, sitting, eating, especially about eating food. At that time we used to practice to eat food in silence. And so every time when I'm chewing, I'm a pure and peaceful soul. I'm a pure and peaceful soul. With this practice of this, then it became very natural, walking, talking, sitting, eating. When I'm walking, I am speaking to myself. I'm a pure and peaceful soul. But I felt that also speaking to Baba at that time. And this feeling of belonging, I'm Baba's child, I the soul am child of God. It's not only words. It's I the soul am child of God, and then godly qualities, which I understood. I am child of the Almighty Authority. I'm child of the Purifier. And my first experience of soul consciousness made me feel that my feet are not on the ground. I used to come from my university, a notebook in my hand, and as soon as I got up, I would have practiced definitely sitting in the bus for half an hour, 40 minutes. What would I have done? I have not opened my book, but I think I would have thought this. I am a pure and peaceful soul. I am a pure and peaceful soul. Not. I don't think that I was consciously thinking, oh, this person is a soul, that person is a soul. No, just myself. And when I got off the bus, and a thought came, but I, the soul, am child of God. What a great fortune. This feeling made me feel so ecstasy, so much joy, that I am walking, and I had a feeling that I am, my feet are not on the ground. And then it was about 5 minutes walk from the bus stop to the center in Delhi. And so halfway I know that the bus down, and then there was an area where there were many trees, but feel good atmosphere, but then windy day, and some dry leaves were also there, but I saw. Anyway, but I continued to walk. I am pure and peaceful soul, I am child of God. And by this, when I felt I am floating really, and one or two leaves in windy touch my feet. The summer time was there, and I was wearing this open strap and shoes of a slipper, chappal, whatever it's called. So when these leaves touched my feet, I become aware. I say, what would people think about me? how I'm walking. So matter, touch of matter, may change my feeling. What would people think about me? And I felt I was dropped down. Exactly the same experience, just like sometime you are sleeping and the thing is you are very quiet and you feel in bed you have come down. Maybe some of you have this experience, like something dropped down. Yani, you are not feeling weight when you are sleeping and you become aware of weight or what, I do not know the philosophy, but it was same like, now I have a weight, my body, and then it touched the ground. So, lost the experience what I was experiencing. And then I tried, I was a pure and peaceful soul, but what I had experienced this 3 minutes or 2 minutes was amazing. So I felt that this is a good way, but not to think of other people at that time. To think of others, it means I am disconnecting myself with Baba. So in meditation, this was walking meditation, same would be the thinking meditation, that it would not allow me to think, connect myself with Baba, and also create obstacle, because all worldly things will influence me. So this intoxication, I practice me, and even now, this first thought, I'm a pure and peaceful soul, after 60 years, it's the same, I think. At that very moment, second, instantly, it is just like something is plugged in, switched on. So this bliss is there.
Yeah. And I think it was like when I was in Madhuban, I appreciate what you're saying, and when I was in Madhuban, one of the things that I had an experience of was the fullness of the soul. And you know, whenever I remember or that experience I bring back to the fullness of the soul, then it's like, even though I may be in the body and I'm aware of the body, I'm much, much more aware of the soul that I am. So like you're saying, the peaceful, pure and peaceful soul.
It's actually to feel, and not only to feel, but you feel the quality of others.
Yes.
It is consciousness, word itself is, that you are able to communicate with others. You are able to recognize others. You are able to express. But in unconscious state, the soul is there. But it's not able to express.
No.
And cannot even share what is experiencing, sadness or happiness. So this is soul conscious means that it should express its quality. Not should, but means
automatically does it.
For others as well, and also for me, just walking, talking, even now, one of the song at that time was, ऐ मेरे मीठे बाबा तुम पे दिल कुर्बान है. Oh my sweet Baba, my heart is surrendered to you. You are my mother, you are my father. You are my mother, you are my father. So I actually developed the relationship this. Not only I am a soul, how will this be ignited? How this inner energy would be, current will get a current. So it is a connection, not only soul-conscious. Soul-conscious, you do not remain long time soul-conscious if connection with Baba is not there.
Yeah.
And I felt when attention is gone other here, there, or something is not nice according to my thinking, my vibration within myself, my words are different. Instantly what is I'm connected with, showing this, so if why can't it express itself when I'm connected with Baba.
And so it starts off with awareness of a soul, myself as this soul, and then the automatic connection with Baba.
Yeah.
So it's like I feel for myself too, that the more I am soul conscious, and I'm aware of who I am, like you say, of being this, soul that is Baba's child,
yes.
Then it's like Baba comes in my mind. Mm. So tell me, so automatically then the next step is Baba.
Right, yeah.
And you're right, absolutely, you're saying that the moment I think of the body, I'm down on the floor, I drop.
Yeah.
Right? So the awareness, the attention.
So I felt it, just like something was hooked there and that
it dropped.
Dropped. Not only gradually lose it, it was just like dropped something.
Yeah. And then we have to make effort to pick ourselves up again.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay. So now thinking about Baba. And so, I'm a child of Baba.
Mm.
You're talking about Baba is teaching me. I am surrendered to Baba.
Mm.
So tell us, what are the beautiful relationship or the beautiful, feelings you have in terms of your connection to Baba? What inspires you and keeps you with Baba?
So, because what Baba speaks in the Murli, and as he is speaking, I read Murli with this consciousness, Baba is speaking to me. And Murli is speaking to me. And so, sweet child, so though it is 3 pages, but in between, I pick up some thoughts, some words, some points, and then I speak back to him. You told this morning this. This is what you told it. And so if it is, I am not able to maintain, remember whole points or whole Murli, but one from here, there, what touched me, it was just like what I liked very much. I appreciate inside those points and then I speak back to him. It was wonderful what you said. Like today, as soon as before I was coming, I started speaking loud. Yes. Really, truly, you are right. He loves us so much. And why don't we do the same thing? Why I accept it, I respect it. And Baba says, why don't you listen to me? And I realize that we hear Murli, but we don't listen. So one time I asked Brahma Baba. Baba says, Brahma Baba listens first. Brahma Baba listens Murli first. Said, Baba, you said you listen first. But we are also listening at the same thing. When Shiva Baba is speaking, he is speaking in front of everyone. How did you hear first? Is it Baba speaks to you first inside? He said, no. What is Baba speaking? He is speaking at that time. But the difference is, I listen to him. And you hear Murli.
One is listening, one is hearing.
Yeah. Hearing is not only just means my ears have taken it, it's gone. But then listen means doing something practically. Otherwise it is not listen. If it is not done, it means the person is not with human being, we can argue. They say, but I have heard you, I'm listening. Attention is somewhere else. We say, do this, have you done this? I'm listening. Immediately they react. Because at that time I am also expecting from them that they should do immediately.
Mm.
And if I'm losing patience, it means I'm connected with them, connected with my desire or my wish, not with Baba.
Mm.
So I check myself during the day if there has been, and it's very good test of barometer or temperature, to how to check my own stage, and so it helps. And then if something is not pleasant, I don't want to keep it long time unpleasant, because I am at loss. Other person is also lost. And instead of coming close, we are losing respect for each other and love for each other. I am making difficult for myself, not anybody else. So I speak to myself then, so that it does not remain for a long time, that wording in my mind. I can remember the incident and I can repeat the words, but totally detached. Not me, sometime in joke form I remember, and sometime I reform myself, and sometime I realize. So in this way, I keep checking and progress takes place.
So very interesting, you talk about, you know, listening to what Baba is saying in the Murali, not just, you know, hearing it, and yes, that was very nice. So in that listening, one of the things that Baba has talked about recently, Baba is, you know, even in the Sakar Murali, Baba is reminding us of that Srimad, staying within Srimad. In the Avyakt Murali, Baba has talked about, you know, that the leakage is happening because of carelessness or small mistakes. And then this becomes a burden on us, and then that stops us flying. So... talk about that, maybe if you want to clarify on that. But my question around that is, you've been here now with us for a while, and you know me too, so happy you can be honest. So what are the things that, you know, you think and you've seen that we need to maybe pay attention to, that we're not listening to or hearing what Baba is saying?
It's actually the Baba speaking about is that there is again abhiman comes, no? Ego comes in. When we are not able to serve others. Your question involves is that once again, just in one sentence per question.
The question is, you've now known us for a little bit because you've been staying here in London. So what are the things that you have seen in us, and, you know, just things that we need to pay attention to, which are maybe things we're being a little careless about, which is then becoming a burden and stopping us from flying?
On this basis, I actually, as Baba mentioned on the last Murali, that of course here I'm speaking, I am conscious that I am speaking to you, a power of parole, but I'm speaking to soul in spiritual conversation. But then according to this one, and of seeing this is a soul, this is a soul, fine. But what breaks the link and becomes a burden or bondage, that when you are serving others and you feel that they should respect what I am saying, they should value it, or they should acknowledge it. If this comes in my mind, Baba said this is impurity. Think about not only just meditation, but your average thoughts are, where did you get your ability? You are just passing it on to others. And so I always use the glass example. It is in the glass, an instrument. Glass is there, glass is an instrument. You don't buy the glass. You drink the water, so connected with each other. But if you will try to buy the glass, you will hurt yourself. And so, what it is, you have to, and glass does not become possessive. The milk is there, glass is very happy, and water is there, is sad, or must, the dust is put in it, is sulking, that I won't help you. No. In the same way, what my what Baba is putting in me, it is his property. And if I say your consciousness is mine, then my account actually being created with that soul, because it is, I'm not trustee. I am giving, passing it on to other person. And you cannot say this is mine. Generally, if somebody gives a gift, we give it, and this person says keep it incognito, then we give, okay, it's a gift for you. Otherwise, we mention this person has given gift, left with me. So simple. So here, if I am, property is Baba's property, and I am handing it over, and if I think it's mine, I am creating new account, that they should say, at least note on their head, looking for acceptance and appreciation, that creates a bondage.
Okay.
But more subtle is, when others are speaking about someone, and you know that this kind of nature is in that person, and you have experienced it already. But then if some other person is speaking, and you are listening with this, and nodding your head, what is the account being made? Now double account is made, that person will always come and make you a dustbin. Whatever the problems, whatever situations, whatever the upset, what they will put in you. And you are, though even you are good, but you are also, I notice this, I check this. Then your vision will also change, my vision will change at that time. And I experience this, no? This is one kind of account. Other thing is bondage, that I say, yes, yes, I have also experienced this. So I am making the other people's karmic account so strong. Who made it? 20 times they made themselves. And when I say yes, then they say, yeah, she also had the same experience. Mm. Then they will be able to not speaking about themselves. They would say, Didi was saying about you this.
Mm.
So it means that I am now, I became such a complicated instrument that I am making others functioning instead of right function. I am doing wrong function. So that burden, because it is sin, it's a bondage, it's separation, it's a wrong thing. So I should be careful that not taking interest in it. Listen, it is also important, but don't add your comments on it. Otherwise, adding your comment, you become partner in that business.
Hmm.
And you get share.
Hmm.
This is what Baba said.
Hmm.
It's a bondage. It's a responsibility to keep myself safe and also not encouraging people, but fear inside does not allow.
Hmm.
Reason, you think, oh, this person needs really, really deep help. If I don't hear, and if I don't say something, that person will get upset with me. So I again, looking in a very, very royal way, and I want to support that.
Yeah.
This is bondage. And this karmic account then, we create present time karmic account, because Baba has said there are past karmic account and you are creating new account. But what about yoga? Even you have yoga, you are actually burning the past and you are creating the new one. Result will be you don't experience happiness. And you will get tired very quickly, sensitive very much. And so I want to make it clear. I feel anything which is making me sensitive. And Baba says, child, you are my sensible children. What happened to me? I am sensitive or sensible? Knowledgeable or only I have knowledge? So I talk to myself. So then it means my energy and time is not being spent on them, but spend myself to keep myself safe.
And sometimes, so just to add another aspect to it is, and you mentioned that in connection with someone, it might be an old karmic account that is coming through,
yes,
where the feeling may not be the right feeling. Mm. So again, what do you do then?
Yeah, but then it means my heart, I have not worked on myself to remove or erase the old feelings.
Right.
But memory will not disappear. That will remain because we are living until we die alive, practice so much, or we die from this old body, then we forget. Otherwise 50%, 10%, 5%, seen words, you remember. But to, if it has come reactive in direction is there, as you said, how do you handle it because the old karmic account? And if I said it is karmic account, of course, and other person has vomiting that or expressed itself, perhaps it is also my test. If I say karmic account, then I will do something wrong, I will also must be some karmic account. Because if I am thinking this one karmic account, so what I am saying, that is also becoming karmic account.
Right, right, right. And I really like what you said was that the memory will be there, but the fact that if I have no feeling about it, that means that burden is
right,
gone.
Right, yeah. So if I, it means I have erased it, I keep, and if I am losing my happiness, if I am spending so much time on this, it means I am not capable to let go.
Yes.
And the result is, I don't love myself. I can love others only when I love myself.
Which goes back to that soul consciousness.
And I go back
question.
Because to keep that quality with me, don't throw it away. And so even my child is hurt, I should heal it, no? Not my child is hurt and I am hurting again.
Yes.
So happiness is my child. Yes. And why should I lose it? Why should I let hurt others? Others say one time, but I am hurting 20 times more. I have created account with me also, not only with other person. And here we have to settle the account. So this attention and checking helps me to not keep the mood off, not sulking with someone. I make an excuse to talk one thing or other, whether it is nothing to talk, but still I will talk something because I know that it is a safety for myself.
Right. Okay. So I'm just going to go back to this question of the bondages. Mm. So you talked about this whole aspect of, you know, the feeling of I have done something and then I want the acceptance, I want the acknowledgement, you know, appreciation. And then the second aspect of talking about someone and being a partner in that conversation.
So because I am, they have to get that result, karmic account means suffering, then I will also suffer.
Yeah. Anything else?
Yeah, other in fact is also important because I am reaching karmatit. I am making effort to become karmatit. When I will become karmatit and leave the body, then I do not know what is karmatit. And karmatit stage has to be experienced here. So karma, if it is karma bondage, then I am free from feeling, I am free from suffering, I am free from making other feel suffer. So I'm not creating new account. And I am also erasing my old account which I created with many. But karmatit stage, Baba also speaks about, free from negativity of other people's karma, not action actually. Their drishti, their face, they will look at you, they express it, or they are talking and you are noticing them, how they are sending vibrations. If I'm feeling this person is talking about unnecessary things about me, so I have created now my unnecessary words in the vibrations.
So that other person can keep on giving the feelings, the vibrations, whatever they want to do, but I am beyond.
Yeah, so it is my, I have to be there, it is vibrations proof, negative proof, one aspect of karma teeth. Another is that it is does not, your own defect do not comes into expression. Effect and defect. What is perfection? Free from outer effect. Not only keeping myself safe, but if a situation has created that it is affecting me, so my defect will also become powerful. Because if I don't have tolerance, I don't have the power to merge, I don't have the power to let go, I don't have the power to forgive, I don't have a power to remember Baba at that time. So it is new account to even be reaching with good qualities, good stage, but we are not keeping ourselves when others are behaving not with respect or creating new account. So this is another aspect of.
And so then when that is happening, or you're seeing the vibrations, what do you stop yourself from getting affected?
It is just because the vibrations are coming, so must be something that I have to repair. Because you cannot
Repair within yourself.
I have to repair myself, and I should keep my vision, my attitude good for them. I am getting the vibrations and I know hatred, I can see jealousy, I can see the kind of hurt in them, something they did not get it, whatever they wanted. So now if I keep these vibrations, then it has not finished. It created new. But creating good wishes again, I compare myself how long it is taking me to finish my weaknesses. 62 years. If I am not able to do in 62 years, how can I expect others in 6 years? So they hear a person who has reached on a school master degree doing, and he is comparing, the child should also do like me. On one side I see them child and I want to teach them, and other side I preach them, they should be also of my level. So then it's a mirror, looking my face in the mirror of knowledge, then make me see not these stains, but stain on my mind, stain on my intellect, or my own sanskaras. So this is just Baba said. No?
So these little things are what then creates the burden on I, the soul, to stops me from flying.
Yeah. So to reach perfect stage, free from defect and free from effect.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And we'll have, 5-10 minutes of questions and answers. So if you have any questions yourselves.
One question has come written to me this morning. Someone said that Baba says each one of us number wise, and if we are number wise and reach our stage, what is our number, for example our perfect stage, if we become 100% and or we have not heard. We are because we are number wise anyway. So we would not be perfect and perfect like others. My number will be different. So then still, when we are going back home, because that's what our perfect stage, my capacity is accordingly. And according to my capacity, I have become perfect. But would we go through, will we say goodbye, hello to Dharmaraj? Because I have reached on my level perfect. But it is, I believe that I am perfect. But my own Dharmaraj will not allow me that I am perfect.
So clarify that. So let me just, in my mind, understand what you're saying. So we're all number wise, and we all have our own perfection stage.
So in this miss, I am, in certain aspect, I am careless to understand it and accept it. That in fact, I am 100%, but I need to measure with God's vision. That's why He wants me to be 100%. And He doesn't get upset. He says, okay, each one is number wise. So it is His love and mercy. Like yesterday, Baba said, okay, you are perfect, but you should get the verify. He used the word verify. Verify that whatever you are doing is right, you are content, others are content with you, you are satisfied with your efforts. Yesterday's Murli. Acha, others should actually, they should give you certificate, not what I am saying. So automatically our final stage will be then also this, that I am able to actually give my certificate myself before, but looking with the glass, with the measurement of how Baba is doing.
And I would say that, I would also say, okay, like today Baba said, look in the mirror of your heart.
Yeah.
And one is to just, like you say, out of careless, I'll say, yes, I've reached my perfect state. But if I really look, my conscience will bite that I have not really done what I need to do.
Yeah. So that's what it is, main concurrent, is the subtle ego or body consciousness. Body consciousness, then everything I'm conscious of wrong things. But I cannot handle it, but I fight with it. The difference is, we still fight. We fight why it is happening this. And when weakness is there, we also fight with it. But fight within our weakness, I am really working on myself, then it works. I feel the change has taken place. But if I fight to change others, I'm losing my own flight. I cannot fly. I cannot remain light. And so this is why my own Dharmaraj, which is then in front of Baba, Baba is mirror and my own consciousness is mirror. Then it is what Baba wants, to see yourself properly, and Baba is also seeing me properly.
Okay, so then one of my sort of second last question is to do with two aspects. One is that there's, you know, we know that there is someone that we have to, you know, repair the relationship with or make things better, and it's somebody that is within our family. And I think Baba talked about it in the Sakar Murli, that our relationships should be good with each other in the family too. And we know sometimes it's not. So it's not something we can physically do. It's not something that can happen, you know, physically. So how do you then, what kind of thoughts do you create in your mind to heal that relationship?
Again, Baba said, if negative vibrations, negative tendency can affect them because they are real negative. Check whether what you are calling it positive, you are calling it loving, you are calling it forgiving. Are you just giving the title to the world that you are thinking, or you have really in this cover is a real material. Are you giving only container which is empty? And so it is again checking that how much good wishes are filled in me, that will reach them definitely. But if it's only I say I forgive it, this person is never going to change. I am cursing. Baba says you are cursing that person. So if my thought can curse the person, he will never change. I am contributing to his loss. If my personality is so powerful that it will curse and bitterly, then my pure personality should be more powerful because it's God's personality. And so it should work. That means with the humility is needed. Not that I want, but Baba wants. And he wants me to become an instrument to heal that person. It is coming in the same glass. Instead of water or milk, coming juice. Instead of juice, it is coming nectar.
And so maybe, you know, the thought that came into my mind was you've spent a lot of time with Mama.
Yes.
And give an example of those kind of feelings and thoughts that she had for everyone, where, you know, the container contains so much love that...
Yeah. When this develops reality, then love is natural, then it flows.
So,
and you don't see whether you know that person or not. But flower is fragrant, doesn't matter if somebody puts on the table or somebody puts on the floor, its fragrance will continue. And especially when it is breaks, muscled, no? It is more fragrant. So when tests are coming in front of me, I should be more powerful, then I'm losing my power. It's called self-respect. Self-respect does not mean that you respect me because I am better than you. The self-respect is you think me worst, and at that time I show my quality.
So this is where I'm asking, do you remember any incidents of how Mama and Baba were and the effect it had on the children? Maybe you can share an example.
Thank you.
So, can you think of an experience you had with Mama or Baba where they actually, you know, maybe for you or maybe for someone else, and
it has been my fortune that I always lived with the most senior ones, even with Dadis. Where I was in Delhi, I lived with first Gulzar Dadi and Didi Manmohini, when at other center, where I took birth. And Didi Manmohini was very powerful, very wise lady, yajna controller, of course, all system should be. And so her sustenance, strong, but very powerful. It was not that she would every time will speak gently, no. Really straightforward. But because when we hear Sakar Murlis, we hear you are monkey-like, you have become the crawling insect of the dirt. This kind of... And so he is speaking very different names to us. But we don't get upset.
No.
Why? We laugh at when he says, I change you from monkey to live in the temple. So he's telling me directly, I'm monkey. I was monkey. But we enjoy it. Why? Because Baba's intention is pure, even the words are strong. That's it.
Okay. And so the last question I had was, of course, our world and our family, big global family, the whole world, there is a lot of suffering and, you know, time now to return home. So I want to hear you to just get your experience of how you sent Sakash to the world.
I don't actually use the word I give Sakash, because I don't give. Honestly, if we are using this language, I am giving Sakash. In fact, it is good wishes that I have, and with this pure feelings, then I know that people need this. They are suffering, there is fear, there is tension, there is worry. We can understand it. With our own stage, when they are close to us, we can help them. Even few words will help them. But sending Sakash from a distance, whom we do not even know, and we are giving Sakash to the souls in the whole world, it is again myself. When I do sit in meditation, I sit in front of Baba and I say, these are your children. Okay, you can use me, and you please do use, so that my vibrations are reaching there, and it is your power is working. Just like I use ordinary examples for this. This solar system, how it works. You the sun, so far. Baba the Supreme is so far. But his power is like the sun. And we are the mirror. He says, you are my mirror to reveal myself. And so this glass, this mirror in solar system, if it can give the fire, the heat of the sunlight so much that it works like fire and cooks vegetable and heats of water and heats of everything. And so you make me an instrument, let them have this power. So not that I am giving power, I have good wishes and you do the job.
No, thank you. Thank you so much, Sudeshben. Any questions we have? No, it's 8:30, so no questions. But I'll just sort of maybe underline a couple of things that I've taken for myself today is this whole aspect, reminding myself again, it's not just a soul, but that self-respect, what Baba is giving as a soul. And I think in essence, it also is, you know, really just being detached from everything with a lot of love, but not getting affected. So the effect and the defect, staying away from both of those. So, and again, your answer to the last question was very much about not taking anything that I am doing myself, because that question also answered that. Thank you. Oh yes, so acknowledging everyone who is listening on the webcast, thank you for joining us, right, Didi? Many are listening on the webcast too, so you want to say hello, Om Shanti, to them?
I know that I am not seeing you, but as that's the last point, that what I'm speaking, and you are listening with interest, you are giving your time, you are giving your attention, thanks to you, but in fact it has come from there. It has filled in the glass and it is handed over to you. So thanks to you, thanks to Baba, and fortune of me, it's my fortune. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Thank you, Didi. And then we have Toli afterwards.
सच कहते हैं हम एक तुम्हें Oh,